بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. Before we begin with this kitab, we've been discussing the attributes, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's few points in regards to Salat and Salam which we recite every Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Jumu'ah. So here we learn from our Hazrat Wala also, one of the Hamid Sahib, Dhamma Barakatuhu, as many niyats we make, according to the amount of niyats and intentions we have, the Allah Ta'ala's help is with us. The more intentions we make in a day, the more the help of Allah Ta'ala is with us also. We make broader intentions, more niyats, and the main intention we make when we wake up in the morning, Ya Allah, let me spend the day in such a way that I make you completely happy. Ya Allah, the entire day, I'll do all the amal that make you completely happy. Not half or quarter, Ya Allah, complete. You make the niyat, Allah Ta'ala sends His army to help you. Malaika will make the intizam for you, they'll arrange for you. Just because you made this niyat. Many niyats you can make, innama al-amalu bin niyat, but this is very comprehensive. Like in the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are so many du'as. Now we get overwhelmed, how many du'as to make? Which dua to make now, which dua to make then? The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, Qutb al-Aqtab, who compiled the Salat and Salam, then he would say that the most comprehensive dua, Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa antal musta'anu alayka al-balag, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So all the du'as encompass in this du'a. Ya Allah, we ask of you. In kulli khair, all the khair that Rasulullah sallallahu, all the goodness Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked of you, Allah, we ask for all the goodness. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri. And we ask you protection from all the evil Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sought protection from. Anta al-musta'an, help is only asked from you. So this du'a is all encompassing. In the same way a person makes a niyat in the beginning, of the day in the morning as he wakes up, Ya Allah, give me the ability, tawfiq, to do all those amal that will make you completely happy. Already, Hazrat explains, when you make this niyat of ayah, Allah tells you, your system lies working behind you. Your salah, your Quran, your dhikr, your akhlaq, your character. All that now Allah Ta'ala will make it teak and he'll send the malaika to help him. Now he made the intention to please me. He made the niyat to please me. He wants to please me, he wants to make me happy, he wants to earn my pleasure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accordingly will help a person. So the more intentions a person will make, the more the help of Allah ta'ala behind us. And now when we come to intentions, we know because we are so bogged, the entire day with over information, so much information, we're just scrolling, not even reading also. So no amal is taking place, only reading. And the iman is not increasing. Iman is not increasing, so we have to make the amal. Make a point of it, make the amal, and they say that the easiest way to make the amal stronger within you is tell others about it. Go tell the family, tell the children. In the morning we wake up in the house, make niyats. Today we'll make Allah Ta'ala happy. Make ilan in the house. So you give your da'wat in the house. Then the day you'll forget, they'll remind you. As you mentioned last week also, for all these points to come into our life will not come automatically. The greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will not come automatically. A person has to hear of it over and over again, then he has to speak about it. He has to listen and he has to speak, then the amal will come. The fikr will come, the amal will come. But he has to hear and he has to speak about it. Just listening only is not sufficient. The person has to speak about it. Whatever he listens, whatever he hears, he has to now spread it on, speak to the next person, then it gets stronger within him. As the Tabi'i rahmatullahi alayhi would say, that I would choose those topics in my bayan which I have found the weakness within my life. That which I found is a weakness within me, I would speak about that. By speaking about it, then that will become stronger in me. We know dunya is like that also. A person now, maybe his car is 1-2 years old, somebody else bought the latest car, he'll show him his car. Why don't you upgrade? Look at the features, it's a new deal. I never had any intention of it. Now slowly creeps into the heart, I think you're right, it'll cost me. I'll lose now 20% depreciation, I'll lose some money, and then I'll get a buyer for it, certain model. Never had the intention, but somebody spoke about it. Then it'll come into his heart. Person, a certain doctor, very good doctor, will check him up with a hakim. But I'm fine, just go check up, maybe something is there. How he'll convince you to go and check up yourself? Whatever it may be. So you got stronger in him, then I got strong in you. Then you'll tell somebody else, then you'll tell somebody, that person will tell the next person. So when it comes to niyat, the more intentions we can make, the more sawab, the more the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The simple thing now, we're reading Salat and Salam. One is now we read it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then to gain the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we mentioned before, by making tasbihat, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't increase the rank of Allah. Allah is not in need of our praises. By praising Allah, we get purified. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us more by when we will praise Him. Reading durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, as we mentioned before, we feel now I read so many durood. As if now I did a favor to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No way whatsoever. I did myself a favor. By reading one durood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 10 rahmat upon us. 10 rahmats of Allah. One drop of rahmat is sufficient to make our dunya and akhirat. One durood, Allah ta'ala says 10 for everyone. And Hazrat explained so beautifully also when he comes to durood sharif, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one side partner in this company, other side is a malaika. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says only so to say so-called ibadat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is involved in. So to say, Allah is not involved in any ibadat. Allah is free of worship of anybody. But such, the only amal action Allah is involved in is durood sharif. Allah says, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu. Allah and His malaika yusalluna. Send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah shows His special mercies upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala is one side, and Malaika one side. Two solid partners. So Allah Ta'ala makes tashkeel, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, people of iman, sallu alayhi. You also join this company. What's the investment? Just one durood only. We're sending durood, you put one durood, what's the return? As Hadrat says now, you invest one bar, return is 10 bars. Subhanallah. Where you get a company like this? And guaranteed, there's no doubt in it whatsoever. You will get it. Because Allah is one side, Malaika on the other side. Allah says, join us, you in between. You solid, got two solid pillars. So just start durood sharif. Start durood sharif, everyone durood you're investing, Allah Ta'ala is giving you 10 in return. 10 rahmat. So one is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also make the niyat also. Ya Allah, the reward of the salawat, the reward of the durood that Allah Ta'ala will give us. So much, so vast. And so, I mean, magnificent reward for salawat ala al-habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat says, make the intention, Allah send the reward of this marhumin also. Don't forget to make the intention. To the extent Hazrat says, even the dua that we read before going to the toilet, Bismillahi, sunnah dua, it starts with Bismillah. We don't in maktab usually, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. The complete sunnah dua starts with Bismillah. Bismillahi, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. There's reward for this dua. Hazrat says, the reward of the dua, ya Allah, give it to the marhums also. So even that reward they will get. So the reward of salawat ala al-habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't forget to send the isala sawab to the Shaykh Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi, the compiler of the kitab. How many years we're reading salat and this 40 durood, the Shaykh put it together for us from all, how many, if you look at the references, how many kitabs he checked up to put this all together. There was time behind it, consuming. All effort of the Shaykh put behind it. Buried in Jannatul Baqi. So Allah sent the reward was the Shaykh Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi. And before him, all the sahaba ikram and all the mashayikh, the more intentions we will make and send the thawab to them, all that nur that was in their heart, Allah Ta'ala put within our heart also. Now you are connected. So this now, what is you connect the plug to the plug point? And one now you connect it to the main, to the main outside. And one is the pole, that's even more, then to the main substation. And now you're pulling different current now. Whether you call it three phase, whatever phase it may be. Now you got a single phase. Now you made intentions, now you're pulling three phase. Then industrial, whatever it may be now. Now your heart is open. Allah Ta'ala is pumping the nur within your heart. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal inshallah. And not only to the Shaykh, but all the marhumin. We can send to all of them, our family people, the reward of this salat and salam. Today we'll begin the discussion on the attribute and the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hafizu. We say, Ya Hafizu, the protector. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the protector. Different ayats of Quran to we hear, for Allah khairun hafidhu wa huwa arhamur rahimin. Common dua we read. So what is the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How does Allah ta'ala protect? And amongst the biggest things in the world right now is security. Protection and security. Because systems upon systems upon systems, whether in the business, whether at home, the electric fencing, with the alarm systems, all for protection. But our aqidah, our belief is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole protector. All is asbab. And asbab, we can't trust all the means around us. They will fail, load shedding, the battery dies. Battery dies, alarm didn't come on. Sometimes the car also, we can have the best system over there, tracker system, but nothing now is chore proof. They'll find it, and by the time you get the car, you only found the tracker, and the car is gone. When Allah Ta'ala protects, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's protection is divine. Al-Hafiz, that is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, is that being who protects His slaves from destruction in worldly or religious matters. It is only Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Only Allah protects. He is the protector over all His creation. Whether they be Muslim or non-Muslim, Allah Ta'ala protects. Remember, as we mentioned before, the entire creation of Allah belongs to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and all of them are ummatis of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There are two parts of the ummat. Ummat-e-da'wa, ummat-e-ijaba. We are part of ummat-e-ijaba. We are that part of the ummat that accepted the call. The remaining part is ummat-e-da'wa. That ummat who still has to accept the da'wah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They're also part of the ummat, but they haven't accepted as yet. Who's going to give the da'wah to them? We are there to give it to them. It's our responsibility. Not that we just accepted, but we've got to give the da'wah also. They're also part of it. Allah Ta'ala protects him also. Accident happened, he got say Muslim passed away. That's Allah Ta'ala's will. But you see, we read the du'as in the car, we took our sadqa also, but the non-Muslim got saved, Allah Ta'ala took his life. That is the mercy of Allah. Allah spared him, possibly he'll bring iman sooner or later. He'll believe, Allah Ta'ala give him a chance. Maybe his mind will wake up, his heart will wake up, there's a protector out there, I should have been dead. Look at the car, it's a write-off. Only Allah Ta'ala protected him. It'll come into his heart. So when it comes to dini destruction, it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worldly destruction, only Allah Ta'ala saves the person. How many times you save? Almost. Children also, almost something happened. Almost fell down. Almost jumped out of the window. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has a complete system of protection. And Allah Ta'ala's system is such that what you give to Allah, Allah gives it back to you. What you sacrifice for Allah, Allah replaces it. For example, Qurbani time. In Qurbani time, we slaughtered so many millions of animals in the world, worldwide, are being slaughtered on those 3 days, 10, 11, 12. How many sheep, how many cattle? But all in the name of Allah, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, there's no shortage in the world. Allah replaces them. Allah Ta'ala says, you keep roza and you keep fast for me. You stay away from your food and your drink. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah will replace it with the food and drink of Jannah. Allah will replace it. What you give up for Allah, Allah will replace it. In the same way, Allah's promise, حَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاتِ الْوُسْطَى. Allah Ta'ala said, حَافِظُوا, protect your namazes. Protect your namazes. اِحْفَظِ اللَّهِ يَحْفَظُكَ وَأَرْمُ حِفَاظَتْ. Protect the commands of Allah, Allah will protect you. What you give to Allah, you give hifazah to the commands of Allah, Allah says in exchange for that, I will protect you. So to get the protection of Allah is very easy. Ihfaz Allah, protect the commands of Allah, the limitations of Allah, the commands of Allah. In every step of my life, protect the commands of Allah, Allah will protect you. Allah says, Ihfaz Allah, tajidhu tujahak. Protect my commands, whenever you look for me, I will be in front of you. I will be there for you. You will be with itminan, you will have no fear whatsoever. I will take care of you. Wherever you are going, wherever you may be, Allah says, I will protect you because you protected your namazes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, that protect that which is between your jaws and between your thighs, your tongue and your private parts. Protect it. He said, I will be your guarantee on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give you Jannat. You protected that, Allah will replace it with something else, more pleasurable for you. So Allah has a system of hifazat. It just said we have to learn. When I said Ahmad Khan Sahib will say Rahmatullah Alayhi, was the Amir of Hijaz and Muqaddas, buried in Baqi also. He would say that the Ummah has learned the system of the world, they have mastered it. How to make money, how to turn things around, how to move things. Insan has learned everything, but how to create movement in the unseen world, that he hasn't understood. That he hasn't understood. Our Hazrat Wala gave a bayan some years ago. And he says, you know how to make, how to create havoc and chaos in the skies? He says, go out for Gush. So go out for Gush. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, with the 120,000 went out for Gush in the path of Allah. There's few steps. And what is Gush, my dear brothers? Really think about it. Gush is how long? 45 minutes, 1 hour. 1 hour in the whole week. Only 1 hour in the whole week, just to walk a little bit in the path of Allah. But see how difficult it is. I tell you, you walk 2 hours on the Black Mile. Golden Mile is Medina Sharif. You're on the beachfront. All the zina of the eyes. We walk 2-3 hours. I did 10 Ks. I did 15 Ks. And thus is counting the steps also with his watch. But there was no... He didn't create anything happening in the skies. Few steps in the path of Allah, as it says, you went for Gush, you're walking with the noor of 120,000 Anbiya. He says, you're creating havoc in the heavens right now. Once you took that step out in the path of Allah, Allah Ta'ala is saying, Malaika, quickly run, rush quickly. Go spread out your wings, start making dua, the Jamaat is moving. You stuck the fish in the ocean, the birds in the sky, quickly start making dua, the Jamaat is moving in the path of Allah. He says, you're creating havoc in the heavens right now. Things are happening. You can't see, but our Iman Yaqeen says something is happening. Du'as are accepted. Like the du'as of the Anbiya, Bani Israel, how they used to make du'a. Only for 1 hour in the week. Only for 1 hour. But how difficult that 1 hour is just to walk in the path of Allah. We'll walk in the park, but not in the path of Allah. The park will take the walks. But just to walk for that 1 week, just tap somebody's door and tell him about Allah. I heard something in the majlis, go and tell him about it. Go and tell him and see how your iman will increase. He said the speciality of giving da'wah and speaking about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the speciality is that your iman will increase. What he's speaking about it. So you will do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. Protect the limits of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. He's a protector of all his creation. Every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is under his protection. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can protect them from any expected, unexpected calamity. How many times you saw that little picture, the tsunami took place? That time was Sri Lanka, etc. And just one masjid is standing there. Everything else destroyed. Only the masjid got saved. How many times did you find the entire building burned down, Quran Sharif didn't burn? Here locally also, one of our Jamaat brothers, house burned down, the whole Quran shelf, with Fazal Amal, Allah ta'ala saved it. Only Allah Ta'ala shows I can protect. Sometimes the child also, there are so many incidents, the child also, child got saved in the house. Everybody else passed away, the child got saved. Drowning, boat, so many times. Allah Ta'ala shows how Allah Ta'ala protects. Undeniably, protection is restricted to that which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala protects. If Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala decides to protect something, then it will remain so in the protection of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Whether it be your iman, whether it be your amal, whether it be your taqwa, apne taqwa salamat rahe. As Akib Sahib would say, Ya Allah, keep my taqwa with salamat and safety. Whether I'm in the plane or in the train, whether I'm in the car, whether I'm in the bazaar. Ya Allah, keep my taqwa with salamat and safe. I mustn't just now lose my taqwa, my iman. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to destroy something, then none can repel his decision. All the powers of the world put together, they can't stop it. They can't stop it. One little tremor, earthquake, what can insan do? Nothing he can do whatsoever. The waves are rising, coming high, nothing he can do. Out of his control. Insan, no matter how powerful he may be, has the biggest army in the world, has nuclear weapons also. But he can't control the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala states in the Quran Sharif, Allah khairun hafizah wa huwa arhamur rahimin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest protector. Allah is the best of protectors, and He is the most merciful of those who show mercy. So if you want the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then protect the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every step of your life. Whether the commands in regards to your ears, something haram. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned the riwayat in Hayat al-Sahaba. Hayat al-Sahaba, who I mentioned many times, every Friday night after Isha, Masjid al-Hilal, the kitab is being read. It's a treasure, my dear brothers. The treasure, that kitab. That Friday night after Isha, it's a Nurani environment in the masjid. Come listen to that kitab reading. What it will hit the heart. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that speaking about people is a disease. The disease has afflicted everyone. Speak about others. Speak about others. And we don't feel any pain about it. Protect the tongue. Don't speak about anybody. Speak about the greatness of Allah. Speak about the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat says, so how many of us, even when you meet, how's everything going? How is business? If you ask a Sahabi how was business, he'll tell you about his salah. That was his business. Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was asked, Kaifa asbahta ya Haritha? Haritha, how was the morning? How was the morning? My typical reply, hectic. Hectic. Heavy day, long day. What his reply was, see how he understood the question. When he was asked by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Haritha, how was the morning? What he understood of that question? What was his reply? Asbahtu mu'minan haqqa. O Nabi of Allah, I spend the morning in the condition I have true iman. He understood the question to be in regards to his iman. When somebody asks me, is everything besides my amal and deen and taqwa? Is about dunya. That's why Hayatu Sahaba, this kitab brings us back on the track. We understand from the Sahaba Ikram's reaction, the emotion, and how they understood things. This was the minds of Sahaba. This is how their minds worked. This is how they reacted. Something for us to learn. That's why our Shaykh says, Abu Hamid Sahib says, he says that outwardly hum Musalman hai. Outwardly we look like Muslims. Our appearance is like that. But abhi tak dil Musalman nahi hua. But as yet the heart hasn't become Muslim yet. As yet the heart hasn't become Muslim. The heart is still thinking like a kafir. That my success, the father is thinking my son's success is in the degree, is in the schooling. Without that, he is in a suffer of poverty. He said, that is not Islamic heart. Is that the heart of Abu Huraira? Is that the heart of Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman, and Ali? That wasn't their heart. If you know how the heart should be ticking and thinking, you have to read the lives of Sahaba, how they thought things over, how they understood things of life. And they understood it correctly. This is Allah Ta'ala said, I am happy with them. And they are happy with me. How they thought, how they reacted, what their aspirations were, what their intentions were, how they understood Sharia and Deen, Allah says, I'm absolutely happy with them. That's why we have to read this kitab and listen to it to understand how they understood life and how I have understood life. They also businessmen, they also were farmers. Their business meant to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came to the spoils of war, Nabi of Allah, I made so much of money. I traded and traded and traded, I made so much of money. One Sahabi also was had his shop right next to the masjid, so he owned Musalah. Nabi of Allah, Salah is there, I'm right next to the masjid. Nabi of Allah said, can I tell you something better than that? Turakat nafil namaz. Turakat nafil namaz. Turning from mal to amal. From his wealth to amal. Always turning them around. So they had also the aspirations, inclinations for business and farming. They asked Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam Ansarul, ask Nabi of Allah, will there be farming in Jannat? Because we like farming. We like our camels, we like our khajur trees. Allah will give you there also. But then to return them to Akhirat all the time. So protect the commands of Allah, whether in regards to my ears, regards to my tongue. Speaking about people is a disease. Listening to haram also has become a disease. Would there be ghibat? Somebody is doing this, somebody is doing that. Would there be music also? It becomes a disease. The heart becomes diseased. Hypocrisy grows in the heart because of music. So the commands of Allah in regards to my ears, in regards to my eyes, what I'm looking at. Whatever I look at, that will come into my heart. That's the biggest da'wat. I'm looking at something. That's why we are taught also that when we go in the path of Allah, anki ifazat. Protect your eyes. Whatever you look at will affect your heart. They say everything has an attraction. Dunya attracts you. The more you look at dunya, it not only will affect you, but it will decrease your iman also, on the unseen. It's how attractive dunya is, as we mentioned many a times. You see a new sports car park in the masjid, the youngster will walk, somehow he go that direction, walk past the car, yes, look inside. It's a new model, I read about this. It affects the heart, now he'll speak about it. Now he'll speak about it. That's why we say so important every night to take all out of the heart. That 5 minutes ta'aleem after Isha in our masjid. 5 minutes ta'aleem after Isha in the masjid will take this out from the heart. Otherwise, they say these a'mal, our zikr, ta'aleem and ta'allum, da'wat and khidmat. These a'mal are a'mal of hidayat. When you speak about Allah, make the zikr of Allah, ibadat of Allah, Then ta'lim and ta'allum, certain ta'lim, we learn, we teach, and the khidmat of insan and people around us, these are all the amal of hidayat and guidance. The 5 minute ta'lim in the home, the 5 minute ta'lim in the masjid, is our share of hidayat for the day. It's our share of hidayat for the day. So when the kitab is being read, it is as if you are sitting in Madina Munawwara, in Masjid al-Nabwi, in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the reader is saying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and is quoting the exact words, as if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking right now. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's why we sit there for ta'lim, it's my share of hidayat for the night. After my whole day of the Ibrahim Salajis, I've mentioned also, 6 hours the child goes to school, 6 hours he's learning everything besides Allah. For 6 hours, everything besides Allah. It's only about dunya, 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 dunya. He says, how is Imam going to come into the child? There's no ta'lim at home. He has to hear about Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam something for that day to clear that heart. He has to. That's the... And as I says to, when it comes to our medication, our wives are so particular. Whether you have cholesterol, whether you got pressure, whether you got a sore throat, whatever it may be, multivitamins. Before he goes, the wife will be by the door with his medication. He took it. Take it now before you go. Then she put in one double for him also, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Give him his flask also. Keep it in the car. Hydrate, rehydrate, dehydrate. Make sure you take it. Make sure you take it. Then he put a reminder on the phone, isn't it? Alarm was gone. This time I must take this medication, this time that medication. So particular about it. Otherwise my health, my physical health. What about the spiritual health? The heart is crying. That's why the few minutes ta'lim, the child has to hear, myself have to hear. Myself have to hear a little bit every day about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So protect all these limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The boundaries and the borders of deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us divinely from His side. So all these amal are simple. And Allah, Ajib, Hazrat says to, when it comes to the amal of deen, Allah Pak doesn't say, Zuhur namaz 2 hours, Asr namaz 1 hour, Maghrib salah 3 hours. No, Allah says, 4 rakats. Only 4 rakats. Come 4 rakats, a little bit sunnah in between, that's it. A banda, now you can go away. Even after Jumu'ah, Allah says, you came so long now, fas'au. Then when namaz is finished, fantashiru fi, now go seek your ruzi now. Don't sit in the masjid, go. Allah is not even saying, sit whole day in the masjid. Allah is saying, now you did your response, I'm happy you came. Alhamdulillah, you did what I wanted you to do, now go now. You got family time, you got this time, you got business time. Allah Ta'ala's demands are so little from us. So little compared to the demands of dunya. As a youngster, he's studying, exam, trial starting, this starting, that's all the time. Then he's giving you tuition, one after the other. So much demands, he said, I don't have time for anything else. Eating also, reading, studying and he's eating. Can't remember now whether he ate or not. Forgot that he ate also because so busy studying. And when it comes to deen, Allah says, minimum. Give me 10 minutes, give me 15 minutes for farz namaz, little bit sunnah, little bit dua, the banda go, yeah, no problem, go. With the intention to come back. And that little bit dua will give you so much. So when it comes to the limits of Allah, whether it comes to our eyes, our tongues, our hands, our feet, and they say the crux, the Tani will say, rahmatullah alayhi, that the crux of tasawwuf, tazkiyah, reformation of one's life is that through my existence I become a rahmat. Through my existence in this world I become a rahmat and a mercy for mankind. Through my a'mal, Allah's rahmat comes upon humanity. Through my existence in my home I become a source of comfort for my family people. This is the crux of the tasawwuf. That from me no one gets taklif. No one gets taklif, nobody is having a hard life, nobody is crying because of me. I'll make everybody's khidmat, and I won't harm anybody. This is the crux of it. That from me, nobody is harmed. Nobody gets any type of taklif. Whether my family members, extended family, whether employee, employer, musallis, friends, whoever it is. My existence in this world becomes a rahmat for humanity through qiyamah. This is a true mu'min, and besides being a mu'min, at the time he says, he's an insan. He's a human. Otherwise, he's not a human. Human is a person now that everybody is comfortable around him. Everybody is easy around him. Everybody is getting benefit from him. Or the minimum, he says, don't harm anybody. With your tongue, with your hands, with your heart, with your intention, with your speech, don't harm anybody. So protect the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us. Allah ta'ala give us so faith to make amal, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Reading from this kitab of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. The title of the kitab, The Treatment for Anger, Ilajul Ghadab. So here Hazrat mentioned last time that a person has anger within him. And look at his shakal and appearance when he becomes angry. How terrible he looks. So Hazrat mentioned also one buzruk. He said to the person who got angry, say, Raat shaitan ko khab mein dekha, uski surat janab ki si thi. He says that last night I happened to see shaitan in my dream. His appearance happens to match just like yours. When you became angry, you look like one shaitan also. So a person looks like one shaitan and becomes angry. So Hazrat mentioned now that my first sheikh, as Hakim Sahib says, my first sheikh, Hazrat Muhammad Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, happened to lose his temper with a simple villager, what you call the Ahati villager, and exceeded the permissible limits and bounds of anger. Happens, insan is insan after all, you get angry. After all, a human is bound to err, he'll make a mistake, even though he may be an accomplished wali and friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person was a tiller of the land, he was a farmer, totally uneducated. And Hazrat was a great alim, he was a Shaykh al-Hadith, Hishim Bukhari Sharif. Here were two darulums he was running also. First the Khanqa, and additional to that, now he was a Khalifa of the Thani rahmatullah alayhi. Now he got angry. The person was a villager, he was a farmer, totally uneducated, he was a resident of Shudnipur, a village near Purpur. After this incident, he returned to his village. Hazrat got angry with him and then he went back to his village. Hazrat then realized his error and decided to go and ask him for forgiveness. After Asr, Hazrat proceeded to go and ask for forgiveness. This village was only a mile and a half away. But due to being distressed by his error, by getting angry, Hazrat lost the way and reached there fairly late. How could I do such a thing? I say, I lost my mind. He got lost also. On meeting him, Hazrat said to him, today I have exceeded the limit in the way I dealt with you. They go straightforward. My mistake. As you said today out, person says, now okay, if I made you angry, what? I take my words back. That too is full of pride. I take my words back. Now he still put his chest out. I take it back, showing now I'm such a great person. I take it back. She says, say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Our kabir of before, they were such when they upsetted anybody also. Upsetted anybody, will actually take the person's shoe and put it on the head. Hit me one time, please. And make me maaf. Or they will take the person's hand, put it on the head. You give me one shot, I deserve it. Because I had a big mouth. When it came to the parents also, we find now to India, Pakistan, what respect they have for the parents. Say, Abba Jan, maaf karna. I'm sorry. They put the head down. Give me one shot. Discipline me. Well, Salim Dwarat Sahib, barakatuhu, once by Firoz Maimon, Hazrat Hakim Sahib's Khalifa also, as a big Khanqa in Karachi, they were at our place. He was there. Mulla Salim Dwarat Sahib was coming from Stanger. Two, mashallah, big walis of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ajeeb mulaqat was. I won't forget Mulla Salim Dwarat Sahib, mashallah, what a big Khanqa is running. Also, Shaykh al-Hadith. So as he met by Firoz Maimon Sahib, who was senior Khalifa, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, much elder than him also. So as he met him, he shook his hand. He took his hand, he put it on his head. He said, dua karna mere liye. Like a small boy. Already he showed himself to be so humble in front of him. Not dua ke darkhas. He took his hand, put it on his head, like how you put your hand on a child's head. So he held his head on his, put by Firoz Maimon's hand on his head, he said, make dua for me. So just like that, holding him like that, he made dua for him. Already he submitted to him, you are big, I am small. You are big, I am. What humility. People like this now, they are so, mashallah, high spirituality, but then how they understand themselves to be so low. So Hazrat went to him, Hazrat Purpuri Rahmatullah Ali, he said, today I have exceeded the limits in the way I dealt with you. I have therefore come to seek your forgiveness for Allah's sake. Look, in this way he asked him for forgiveness. He replied, Hazrat, you are such a learned alim, while I am an ignorant peasant. Farmer, you are like a father to me, and a father definitely has rights over his son. Hazrat replied, I do not know what my condition will be like on the day of Qiyamah. What does he mean? He says, on that day one will come to learn who in reality is great and who is small. Now you might regard me to be great and big, but Qiyamah's day I know who's big and who's small. So better I ask you a mafi now. Not until you say that you have forgiven me while I leave here. So first you say, that you forgive me, then only I will leave. Once, when we were in our Jamaat also in 1 year, we met one alim. We spent time with him. He studied in Raiwin, Daru Ulum. And that time, Jamshed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was the Sheikh al Hadith. So, we were speaking about something. It happens sometimes in Daru Ulum also. That the boys now won't learn their work. They won't make the mutala properly. Won't check the Arabs and the kitabs. They can read in the class all upside down. They read. Ustaz will get upset. In the bigger Daru Ulum, sometimes the Ustaz will get upset and he'll leave the class. Boys are not learning the work. Get upset with them. Unfortunately, in our scenario, the boys will say, Mawlana, he got upset, he got shot. He won't come back, we have a free period. So something was speaking in these lines. They say, over here is different. He says, one time he made an Ustaz upset. One of the boys didn't read the kitab properly. Ustaz was very upset. The Pathan Ustaz also. He took the kitab, put it one side, he picked up the disc and he treated the boy. He said, dare anybody come for ask you for mafa, cut his tongue off. He says, we were finished. And he walked out of the class. I said, what do you need after that? He said, you made the ustaz upset. He said, don't come ask for forgiveness too. What must do now? He said, it was peak summer of Pakistan, 45, 50 degrees. We made 3 jamaats. Went out in the sun, where the garden is. So we made 3 jamaats. One jamaat on Salatu Tawbah. One jamaat on dua istighfar. And one jamaat on dhikr. Ya Allah, made the ustaz angry. Ya Allah, the door of knowledge will close upon us. There's only the ustaz who can make up. How come? He says also, istighara breaks up. How come? He says also, istighara has an expiry date. It can happen. It can. Based on your amal, your character, the decisions you made in your life. But istighara was good that time, alhamdulillah. Maybe in a good space that time, good amal. Now you make some different decisions in your life. So when it comes to spirituality also, here our shaykh said that a person sometime in his youth, he was inclined to a certain shaykh or sometime in his life. Then as time goes on, then there's not so much inclination. Yes, he should try his best. He's got confidence in a doctor. For years he's going there. But now he found somebody he's more comfortable with. Doesn't mean now remain sick. Now I'm already committed to the doctor. Now I can't go to the other doctor. What my doctor will tell me? So now he's ducking and diving. He's not going to see his doctor. He's not going for his test also. Doctor sees him, by your test, how's everything? Everything's under control. I'm feeling good. So he's not treating himself. So in the same way, when he comes to a sheikh, here we are taught also that a person times, things evolve in his life. The person he was bare to here, he was bare to a certain sheikh or to this sheikh or some other sheikh. And later on now, things change in his life. There's some things evolve. And now his inclination goes to somebody else. So shaitan will tell him, see now, you don't click over here, and you incline over there, so better you don't go anywhere. Just at the tomb now. Just at the tomb. How are you going to tell that sheikh now, that you went to the other sheikh? What are you going to tell him also? Don't do it, just relax now. You sort yourself out, don't worry. No such thing. But shaykh say, very simple. This is not now that a person is stuck for life now. Then what will happen? Now he's thinking also, if I go there, that sheikh will think something. That sheikh is saying, I don't think bad of anybody. Now you're thinking bad of the sheikh, then the sheikh will think bad. So the shaitan and nafs is all in this chakkar and kachumbar after that. You see? Then you don't benefit. So very simple, mashayikh say, that a person doesn't feel inclination anymore, doesn't feel comfortable, can't open up anymore, and my heart is elsewhere. He says, go carry on and do your ilaj. The main thing is for you to get better. There's no subscription or something now. That a person now is bad somewhere, so now he's stuck there for life. Not necessarily. Wherever he's getting benefit, our mashayikh say, go one place and sit there now. Don't jump and jump and jump, then your ilaj and your heart will never come right. So where the heart is inclined, you're feeling elated, I'm feeling good, alhamdulillah, this doctor is good for me, for my heart, he said, now you move on. You move on, you don't tell anybody anything. That shaykh also, whether you know, inform him, don't inform him, person is bad over here also, but if he's not inclination elsewhere, alhamdulillah. But the main thing, the mashayikh, their hearts are open. By you benefiting, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. The main thing is you're reading your namaz, you're reading your Qur'an tilawah, you're not hurting anybody, you're moving in the path of Allah, move, carry on moving. Carry on moving. But no shaykh is guaranteed Jannah himself also. He's also trying, he's trying to make his islah, he's trying to forget the ma'rifat of Allah. So the person, wherever he will benefit, he must move on after that. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. I read the khutbah, then you repeat the words after me, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما فقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء مع من أحب أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Repeat after me.
Oh Allah,
I make Tawbah
from
kufr,
from
shirk,
from
hypocrisy,
from
bid'at,
innovations,
from all sins,
major and minor,
particularly
the sin
of the love
of dunya,
and being
unmindful
of the akhirat,
and from the sin
of following
my whims
and desires,
and being unmindful
of the commands of Allah
Jalla Jalaluhu,
and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
and from the sin
of pride.
Oh Allah,
I promise to the best of my ability
to perform
five times salah
with jama'ah
in the masjid
according to sunnah,
to fast
during the month of Ramadan.
If zakat becomes compulsory,
to discharge the same.
If hajj becomes compulsory,
to perform hajj.
Oh Allah,
I enter
into the silsila
of the Chistiyya,
the Naqshbandiyya,
the Qadiriyya,
and the
Suharwardiyya.
Oh Allah,
to the barakat
of all the buzruks,
of
all the four silsilas,
except
my Tawbah
and
my bi'at,
as long as I live,
grant me
an
Islamic
Imani
life
just before
maut.
Grant
me
Tawbatan
Nasuha,
sincere
Tawbah.
Grant
me maut
on
Imani
Kamil,
on
complete
Iman,
and
Kalima Shahadat,
wal
Afiyat,
Salamat,
and
Izzat.
Gather
me
tomorrow
on the day of
Qiyamah
and
forever
thereafter
in
Jannah
with
all the righteous
and
the pious.
Allah
Ta'ala
accept, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين ونقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين وكريم رحيم. الله يكسب ذي بيعة وما يهلا يا لا ميقر a means of all our هداية وما يهلا a means of our complete إصلاح وكريم رحيم. الله يا لا forgive us all our past sins, our present sins وما يهلا whatever sin we involved in وكريم رحيم. الله to the بركة of ذي بيعة, and يا الله to the بركة of all our مشايخ for all the sins سلاز وما يهلا يا الله make our hearts يا الله brim يا الله full with your نور of محبة وما يهلا with your complete full محبة وكريم رحيم. الله تج محبة وما كريم رحيم. الله become a barrier between us and sins, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. I accept us, our families and progenies for the khidmat of deen. Ya Allah, keep us with the afiyat and safety in your protection, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Protect our iman, our a'mal, our aqaid, Ya Allah. Protect, Ya Allah, the avenues of deen, all the a'mal of deen, all the activities of deen. Ya Allah, accept, Ya Allah, accept from all of us, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, save us from haram, O May Allah. Keep us in halal, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Save us from your disobedience, O May Allah. Keep us in your obedience, O May Allah. Ya Allah, keep us healthy, Ya Allah, physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O Kareem, Rahim Allah, we thank you for all your ni'mas and your bounties, O May Allah. Ya Allah, for the ni'mat of iman, for the ni'mat of Islam, for the ni'mat of being ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make maghfirat of all the marhumin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, lift azab qabr, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Send down for them, Ya Allah, the bidding of Jannah, O May Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with iman and take us with iman. Ya Allah, keep us moving in your path, O May Allah. Give us sihat and afiyat, Ya Allah. Unite the ummah upon the haqq, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, unite the ummah upon the haqq, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Save us from batil, Ya. Save us from disobedience, O May Allah. O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, the love of every sunnah, amal upon every sunnah, knowledge of every sunnah. Accept our lives with the khidmat of sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, wherever in the world, O May Allah, the Muslim is, Ya Allah, the Muslims are being tested, O May Allah. Ya Allah, protect them, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Be it in India, in Kashmir, in Palestine, in any part of the world, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Protect the Muslims, O May Allah. Protect the iman, the amal, the aqaid. Ya Allah, the mal, the abu, the izzat, the homes, the businesses. Ya Allah, protect ours, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Protect our masajid, our makatib, our darul ulums. O Kareem, Rahim Allah, protect our homes and our families. Ya Allah, our izzat and our honor, our businesses, our properties, O May Allah. Protect our wealth, O May Allah. Use it for the khidmat of deen, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Kareem, Rahim Allah, accept this bi'at, O May Allah. Ya Allah, make it a means of all our hidayat, O May Allah. A means of our complete islah, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us all our past sins, our present sins, O May Allah. Whatever sin we involved in, O Kareem, Rahim Allah, to the barakat of this bi'at. And Ya Allah, to the barakat of all our mashayikh, for all the sins, hilas, O May Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts, Ya Allah, brim, Ya Allah, full with your nur of muhabbat, O May Allah, with your complete, full muhabbat, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Such muhabbat, O May Kareem, Rahim Allah, that will become a barrier between us and sins, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. I accept us, our families and progenies for the khidmat of deen. Ya Allah, keep us with the afiyat and safety in your protection, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Protect our iman, our a'mal, our aqaid, Ya Allah. Protect, Ya Allah, the avenues of deen, all the a'mal of deen, all the activities of deen. Ya Allah, accept, Ya Allah, accept from all of us, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, save us from haram, O May Allah. Keep us in halal, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Save us from your disobedience, O May Allah. Keep us in your obedience, O May Allah. Ya Allah, keep us healthy, Ya Allah, physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O Kareem, Rahim Allah, we thank you for all your ni'mas and your bounties, O May Allah. Ya Allah, for the ni'mat of iman, for the ni'mat of Islam, for the ni'mat of being ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make maghfirat of all the marhumin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, lift azab qabr, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Send down for them, Ya Allah, the bidding of Jannah, O May Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with iman and take us with iman. Ya Allah, keep us moving in your path, O May Allah. Give us sihat and afiyat, Ya Allah. Unite the ummah upon the haqq, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, unite the ummah upon the haqq, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Save us from batil, Ya. Save us from disobedience, O May Allah. O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, the love of every sunnah, amal upon every sunnah, knowledge of every sunnah. Accept our lives with the khidmat of sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, wherever in the world, O May Allah, the Muslims are being tested, O May Allah. Ya Allah, protect them, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Be it in India, in Kashmir, in Palestine, in any part of the world, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Protect the Muslims, O May Allah. Protect the iman, the amal, the aqaid. Ya Allah, the mal, the abu, the izzat, the homes, the businesses. Ya Allah, protect ours, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Protect our masajid, our makatib, our darul ulums. O Kareem, Rahim Allah, protect our homes and our families. Ya Allah, our izzat and our honor, our businesses, our properties, O May Allah. Protect our wealth, O May Allah. Use it for the khidmat of deen, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'u al-alim, wa tub alayna, innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen.